June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt. Is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. Will the offense bounce back? When will we see Trayvon Diggs? Are we going to see Joe Milton at all? Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. We're going to do some Cowboys over-unders here. So we did this last year where at the end of minicamp, we had done some over-unders, and then we revisited them before the season to see, all right, now that we've gone through training camp and anything else, are we feeling more or less optimistic about where we had some of these things? And we're going to go through a few of them here, and then we'll revisit them before the week one game against the Philadelphia Eagles. But a lot of these are going to focus on the offense, since that's where a lot of the turnover is, and I feel like a lot of people feel like that's where you have the ability to maybe make up the most ground from last year. So let's just kick it off right away. With one Dak Prescott. Sean Sharif, Dak Prescott touchdown passes this season, 26.5.
During his fantastic years, how many was he throwing?
He was a 30 plus guy. But those fantastic years, he usually played 16, 17 games.
And how many did you set it for?
26.5.
I will take the over.
The over. Okay.
My only question, if he plays 17, it's over. I don't know if he'll play. I think he'll play in probably 13 or 14.
I'm setting 26.5 with the idea in mind we're projecting potentially 3 or 4 missed games there. Chop, 26.5.
If you're playing 4 missed games, I'm going to have to take the under.
Man.
So are you anticipating he'll miss that many?
Yeah.
I mean, that's generally what he does. He misses a game or two. I would probably lean the under because there's going to be enough games where they're going to have a lead and they're not throwing. They're winning because of the running game.
Mahomes, I might make it lower. Mahomes had 26 touchdown passes last year. Josh Allen had 28. I thought it was going to be higher. Burrow led the way with 43. Then Baker at 41, Lamar at 41.
Mahomes is mid, though. Like, that's the biggest problem with comparing those two, I would say. I think, generally, when the offense is clicking, he's about 30. Like, he's 30 to 32 if he's healthy and they're clicking. So
I'll keep it over.
I think the run game is a question, too, of just how effective is that going to be versus how much they'll have to lean on the pass, potentially. Next one here. Jake Ferguson touchdowns. He had 5 in 2023. Last year, he had a big old goose egg to his rookie season. So I've set the over-under at that 2023 baseline. 4.5 touchdowns for Jake Ferguson in 2025.
Under.
And is that a function of you think Ferguson's down or you think that's just weapons related with Pickens being here?
I don't think he's down. I just think it's weapons related for one. And he's, I don't know, like, he kind of proved he wasn't a touchdown guy.
I think we're going to see when he scores touchdowns this year, if he scores, the touchdowns he'll score, I would almost be willing to bet they will be between 15 and 20 yards, every single one of them that he scores. Because I think that right into the red zone seam throw, they're going to love. And Dax loved that throw before. He tried it with Schoonmaker a few different times. He's done it with Ferguson. He's thrown it to Jarwin in the past. Like, he loves that 20 yards out throw down the seam as a way to try and take advantage of the defense. So I think,
give me his percentage rep in the first first quarter of the season. What would be the percentage reps for Ferguson versus Spanford and Schoon?
Ooh. Well, they could go two tight end sets, but for him specifically within the offense, I'm going to say, I'm looking at his past. He'll probably play, I don't know, my first inclination was 75% roughly, but I mean, he's played as much as high 80s before.
It's a great number. I'm struggling with it. I'll go over because of the attention to Pickens and CD.
I'm going to take the...
And the bounce back.
I'll take the slide over.
Okay, same.
All right, next one here as we do Cowboys over-unders for the 2025 season. Trayvon Diggs' first game. Ooh. Setting it at week 3.
You're the doctor, kind of.
He will play week 3.
You think it's right there?
I think it's right there.
I genuinely have no idea is the problem. That week 3 felt like to me like, all right, we get a little bit of a, he's not quite ready for the season, but they got a hold of him in training camp in time to go, all right, we're going to ramp you up and get you ready to go. So, yeah, I'm going to say he plays.
When did he get hurt and what's the standard return for this injury?
He'd gotten hurt. So he had the surgery in November, I think it was, late November. He'd been hurt for a couple weeks, apparently, and it just got worse.
I mean, we've seen as low as 9 months, right?
I'm going to say he plays after that. I'm going to say it's closer to week 4 or 5.
Was the surgery immediate?
No, he had played with it for a little bit, and then he got shut down, and then he had the surgery.
I'll go after as well.
All right, first George Pickens...
And if I'm wrong, coming after you, Shereen Williams.
First George Pickens sideline blow-up captured by TV cameras, week 4.
After. Because the schedule's easier to start. I'm taking the schedule into account.
So I did too. So this is why I said it at week 4. Week 1 is national television, but it's week 1. You're still getting your footing about you. Then you got the Giants and the Bears on not necessarily like super prime time. Week 4 would be there's been some time built up, and it's the Packers on Sunday Night Football. And he's going to want to show out in a big way on a national stage. And so that's the one where I think like, all right, if he's going to get a little frustrated, we might see it there first.
Yeah, I'm going to say after week 4, it probably won't be until you get to Washington. I could see it happening on the road to Chicago, but I don't think it will. I think it's too early.
I'm going to say after because he's – or over because I think he's been very aware of, hey, I need to make sure I've got everything in order so that I can get my contract right. Next one here as we do Cowboys over-unders for the season. Joe Milton pass attempts. We're setting this over-under at 60.5.
Oh, under.
Over.
So
he's going to get it in one game. They're going to give him. He's not even going to run the ball. Joe Milton's just going to pass it 60 times.
Under.
For reference, last year, Cooper Rush played the vast majority of the snaps. Lance still got in 41 pass attempts with as little as he played.
Yeah, well, this team's going to be more in contention because their backup's not going to have to play as much. Mm-hmm. And in the 3 or 4 games where Dak's not playing, it will be Greer. So, no, for Milton.
So, I wonder, the only reason why I set it so high at 60.5 is my thought is if Dak gets hurt, Greer plays. If they have something wrapped up or they need somebody to take garbage time throws as just like get some reps in, I think Milton plays. Okay. And so I think that
but you don't think they're going to be in positions to have anything wrapped up. You think Cowboys are going to win 9 games most, right?
No, I moved to 10. I think it's basically about a 10-win team. But if it's a game where they're up 42-10,
okay,
I could see Milton playing the fourth quarter.
And he's going to hand off.
That's true. He could do it that way. I'm going to say under, but I don't think it's going to be under by a ton. All right, we're doing Cowboys over-unders here. Micah Parsons, let's go to the defensive side of the ball.
If I had more faith that...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If they do the right thing and get Milton the reps, I would love to say over. Yeah. But they butchered that with Trey Lance last year. Mm-hmm. That infuriated me.
Would you prefer to just see Milton basically take every single preseason game snap?
I think I would like to see that like they did with Trey.
Well,
we know, Will Greer's. I think we know what Will Greer. He's comfortable here.
Yeah, I don't know that Will needs a ramp up. To be the backup.
I want Dak to get some.
Yeah, okay, that's fair too. Get him a series. But after that, whenever Dak's out,
Milton over Greer
every single time.
Yes.
Micah Parsons sacks 13.5
over.
That was very quick. That over.
Well, because he's the best defensive end in the game, other than maybe Miles.
Well, what about the scheme? What about Eberflus?
Because Rob Ryan told me personally.
Well,
it was in a press conference when I was listening. Okay. So Mike Fisher personally. That's how that was.
Yeah, I love when reporters told me.
Yeah, told me. Yeah, me and 30 other people that were
there. They answered your question. Yeah. Told me.
Take your shirt off and say personally.
He told me how smart Matt Eberflus was. Tell me how smart he was, right? Always said, Matt Eberflus, he's a genius. If he's a genius, then Micah Parsons rushes every time.
All right, here are his numbers. Sack numbers for the first 4 years of his career. 13, 13.5, 14, 12.
And you're setting it where?
13.5.
Over.
I'm going to say under.
Oh! Why? Scheme or training camp rust? Or he's just going to hold out all the games?
Some of what the scheme will ask him to do. And also, I think we've just seen this is kind of the Micah experience. Is Micah will have these bursts where he's got like 7 sacks in 4 games, and then it's like 3 weeks where he's not getting anything. And so I think those combined, I'm guessing he's going to be closer to around 12. DeMarvian Overshown games played, 4.5.
Under.
Under.
This would basically be like mid-December on.
Meet the schedule.
I think it's about 4.
Did Overshown just have a child?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't see that. But I think he plays about 4 games, roughly. So I'll say he's just under that, but I do think he comes back and plays. And then final one here as we do Cowboys over-unders. Cowboys.
Welcome second child. Congratulations to Overshown.
Cowboys Pro Bowlers on offense, 2.5. And these are not replacement guys. These are the initial roster. Guys who are named to the initial roster.
I'll say under. It'll be Lamb and a lineman.
Lamb and Tyler Smith were, like, to me, the ones who I feel pretty confident about. Anything after that is a projection, it feels like.
I'm say over.
Who's the who are we going over with? You think this is a Dak here again?
Lamb. Dak. Tyler. Tyler.
Oh, Guyton.
Guyton?
Booker. Or Booker.
Oh, oh wow. Booker.
The Booker. Rookie Pro Bowler.
Booker is, I have this Zach Martin. He is stepping in day one, top 5 guard in the league.
Yeah, as a floor guy, if you want to just talk about where's his baseline minimum, he is the most pro-ready lineman that they've drafted in a long time. It's probably since Zach Martin.
Since Zach.
I don't think he's going to be Zach, but he's going, in terms of just ready to play and understanding NFL concepts and not being behind and being competitive right from the jump, he's Zach Martin in that sense for sure.
B-Lo, D-Belt, from our Cowboys Insider on the official home of America's team with Sean and RJ. It's a Tolo Tuesday. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. And it's also your home of the 9 a.m. giveaway. We have more concert tickets to hook you up with. And is RJ starting to get a little scared of Cooper Flagg, your next Maverick savior? NBA Finals last night, final hour. Sean and RJ with a concert ticket giveaway next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.